The Night Folk. A mother used to tell this story to her children. At 24 years of age, my grandfather was a burly young man. Once he went from Rodund to Vens at midnight. He was coming home from Hengert and had had a few too many glasses of sweet brandy. When he got to the Mustergiel Bridge, he thought he could hear music coming from Gabby's stable. The first thing he thought of was the night folk and the story of the five-spored Grambeis. This was a dog that could leave five tracks with his paws. "Don't be silly," he said to himself. "A big fellow like yourself shouldn't let himself be fooled." And with that, he started walking towards Gabby's stable. The closer he got to it, though, the farther away the music was. All of a sudden, he thought he saw three women dancing in front of him. He wanted to turn back, but he couldn't. It was as if invisible arms were pushing him forwards. He started running as fast as he could. He ran along the raging torrent up to the castle wall and through thick undergrowth to the Valkasteel castle. Suddenly, everything went quiet. He sat down and fell asleep. When he woke up and he looked around, he saw a white Zeitgeist, which is a female goat that has been mated for the first time. He took that to be a good omen. He stood up, cut himself a switch, and drove the goat down into the valley. On the other side of the stream, he saw the goat herder as he was driving his herd into a place known as the Bettlerkuhe, which means beggar's kitchen. My grandfather kept out of sight and snuck back home, taking the long way round and keeping as quiet as a mouse.